The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner.
Say, Mother, do you have trouble getting your children to take their cod liver oil vitamins A and D? And haven't you and Dad often wished that you, too, might find a pleasant, convenient way to get the protective benefits of these two important vitamins? Everybody needs these vitamins, you know. Vitamin A to help keep up normal resistance to colds. And vitamin D, the so-called sunshine vitamin that's so hard to get during the dark winter months, is essential for the help it gives in building and maintaining bones and teeth. And now, thanks to one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, your troubles are over. Think of it. By taking a single, easy-to-remember, one-a-day A and D tablet each day, you get as much of these vitamins as are to be found in a teaspoon and a half full of USP minimum-strength cod liver oil, an amount which equals your full, normal daily requirements of A and D. And best of all, one-a-day A and D tablets are mighty pleasant to the taste. Economical, too. Because a single tablet daily costs but slightly more than a penny a day. So, for real convenience, pleasant taste, and economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. Look for the brand with the big one and the name Miles Laboratories on the bright yellow package, and you can't go wrong. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner were pretty upset over Squire Skimp's fall in their theater night before last, and so yesterday they wrote him a note to cheer him up. The note stated that they were extremely sorry because their accident was their own fault for not having better lights in the theater. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot-'em-Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
He's still in bed, huh? Well, I'm sorrowful to hear that, Miss Skimp. Is he suffering much?
Huh.
Well, that's good.
That's good he's suffering, you mean?
Well, you tell him I called and tell him I hope he gets well right quick.
I thought Lum felt sorrowful.
Yes, Ma. All right, Miss Skimp. Goodbye.
Squire still bedrid, huh?
Yeah, his woman says he's resting easier now, though.
Well.
Slept pretty good last night, she says.
Well, why didn't you ask her if Squire got that note we sent him to cheer him up on?
Well, it weren't my place to ask that.
Huh?
I know where he must have got it, though, because Cedric delivered it over there himself.
Yeah.
I hope Squire enjoyed getting it.
Well, he ought to. It was friendly and all that long. We tried to write as nice a one as we could.
Yeah, I'm glad we done it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I reckon he might be a little mad at me, you, for falling down hurting yourself.
Well, it weren't our fault. We never pushed him or tripped him or nothing like that, Lum.
No, but it happened in our picture show and all.
Oh.
I just hope he ain't hurt serious.
Well, Doc Miller don't seem to think so. I was talking to him about it.
I know, but you can't always tell about them things.
You can't, huh?
Well, a fella might fall down, get up, not think he was hurt at all, and then about 5 years later, all of a sudden, he's dead, just like that.
Huh?
Well, I've heard of that happening.
5 years, did you say?
Yeah, it don't necessarily have to
be. Oh, my goodness, I've just got about 6 months to go then, Lum.
6 months to go?
Why, sure, don't you recollect it? Just about 4.5 years ago that I fell off in the back porch over at my place and hit my head.
Oh, well, now, don't start worrying that you're going to die from that.
Well, it was over 4.5 years ago now that I think about it. Doggies, I don't believe I even got 6 months left, Lum. Oh, my goodness.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you never hurt yourself hardly at all that time.
You said you didn't need to hurt yourself. Just fall and hit your head.
Well, that don't happen 1 out of 1,000 times, I don't think.
Well, I ain't never fell that much.
Besides, it don't have to be 5 years. I could have said 4 years. Or
well, it couldn't be 4 years, Lum. I'm still alive. I don't get out and never to have picked up that dadgum milk pail in the first place.
Milk pail?
Why, sure. That's how come me to fall that time. Went out there and I was helping Elizabeth to carry in the milk pails. I don't know whatever made me do a thing like that. Ought to know better than to be doing a woman's work in the first place. Lom, will you help me make out my will?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, I wish you'd get this silly idea out of your head. You let your imagination run clean away with
well,
you.
Well, I better make out a will, Lom. Them 4 or 5 months will be up before we know it. Lom, do you want that cap of mine with the earmuffs? You've always admired it.
No, I don't. Hesh up and let me answer the phone.
You see, I'll give Grandpappy Spear that seashell. You hold up your ear and hear the ocean in it. He loves that.
Hello, jot him down, store and library and picture show. L. Edwards talking.
That belongs to Grandpappy anyway, come to think about it. He brung it old our place and left it there.
Oh, well, that's fine, Cedric.
Forgot about it, that's what he did.
Yeah, well, I knowed that was the film we was going to get next because I ordered it myself. Yeah. How's that?
I bet your old grandpap's clean forgot that
book. Oh, yeah, do that, Cedric.
He sits at our place and listens to that thing for a whole evening.
All right, fine. Call as soon as you're all set to run the film.
Gets out of heat on the
ocean. All right, Cedric. The film we're going to run the rest of this week just got here, Cedric said.
I reckon what I ought to leave Cedric Lum. He's been one of my tried and true friends.
Oh, for goodness sakes alive, Abner. Can't you get that out of your head? You're going to live for a long time yet, I'm feared.
You said in 5 years.
I was just joshing or something. Forget it.
Joshing?
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't josh about such things as that, Lum. You give me an awful start there.
Well, I'm sorrowful. I reckon I ought to know better than to say such a thing as that around you.
Yeah, don't scare me, Lum. I'm awful nervous. High strong.
Anxious to get over there and see that new picture. I believe it's going to be the best one we've had so far.
Doggies, Lum, I don't believe I feel very good now that I think about it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I got a pain in my hip, or my foot, or shoulder someplace. Awful pain.
Prattle, prattle. Just your imagination.
No,
you'll forget all about that when we go over and see this film. You'll enjoy it. I know you will.
Is it an oven with that Lou Ellen Felnap in it?
No. I wrote to the film outfit and told them if they didn't have any pictures with somebody besides Lou Ellen Felnap starring in them, why, well, just stop sending us any.
Stop?
Yeah. He's been in every one we've run so far. To be right honest, I was getting sick and tired of seeing him.
Well, I don't know, Lum. I was sort of getting used to him. Just seemed like he was one of the fellers working over there for us, like Cedric or Grandpap. Place just ain't going to seem the same without him, Marilyn.
Well, this will be way yonder and better, though. I know it will.
Hate to see Lou Ellen not over there.
It ain't exactly a new picture, they said, but it's a big favorite.
Tis, huh?
I've saw it once myself, once.
Huh?
Over in Fort Smith, I believe it was. Enjoyed it something wonderful, too.
Well, what picture is it, Lum?
Well, it's one everybody's familiar with. It's about this doctor named Dr. Jekylls. You hear to him.
Jekylls?
Yeah.
No, I never heard that name before. Doc Miller, I know him. And then there's that there, a horse doctor, that veterinarian, that Doc Rowland. Has this fella lived around here long?
He don't live around here.
Huh?
He's just a fictitious fella in the story. He ain't real, actual.
Oh, I see. Well, what about him?
Well, he pulls one of the outdoing stunts you ever seen in your life in this film.
Well, good for him.
Still don't see how he does it.
Huh.
Must be some trick to it, I reckon.
Well, what does he do, Lum?
Well, you won't hardly believe it when you see it.
Pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No. But it outcaps anything I've ever saw before in my life.
Well, what is it that he does?
Well, sir, he's got a batch of bottles or stuff around there. Medicines, I reckon.
Yeah, being a doctor, sure.
Sort of like Ed Beckley has over there at the drugstore, back where he makes up his subscriptions.
Is that what he does, run a drugstore?
No, he's a doctor. But he's got all this stuff, you know. And one day he gets to fooling around with them bottles and things and mixes up the outcapness glass full of stuff you ever seen.
Well, I do know.
Awful looking junk. Might not see smoke coming out of it.
Smoke? I believe Doc Miller gave me some of that stuff one time myself, Lum.
No, not none of this he never.
Well, it was mighty nice smoking. I never seen nothing as hot in my life as that stuff was.
Well, this stuff Dr. Jekyll drunk it himself, and right then and there.
Drunk it himself?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
That's where he made his mistake, too. Because as soon as he swallowed it, why, he started to change to where you wouldn't hardly know him.
For the land's sake. Must not have put enough water in it, maybe.
Well, I don't know what he done, but his teeth started growing to where it looked like he had a set of pioneer keys in his mouth, only pointed.
Well, I do know.
Looked like he'd swallowed a mahjong set.
For the land's sake.
And his head got a different shape, and his hair come down over his forehead, and he got a hunch on his back.
Hunch on his back?
Worst one-looking human I ever laid eyes on.
Well, I do know. That was something.
Or I don't know whether you'd call him a human or not. No more.
Well, dog, is he ought to see a doctor. Or, no, wait, he is a doctor. Isn't that what you said he was?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, he was to start with, but not after that he wasn't. Not after he drunk that stuff.
Give up the work, huh?
No, that changed him.
Huh?
That's right, when he turned to hide.
Well, I don't blame him. If I looked that bad, I'd turn hide, too.
No, no, I mean he turned into hide.
Turned into what to hide? A closet?
No, no, turned into another man.
Turned and bumped into another fella, you mean?
No, there weren't no other man there.
Well, who was it he bumped into, then?
Nobody. He did this all by himself.
Hisself? Now, listen, Lum, a feller can't walk around a room and bump into hisself. Nobody's that fast. I know that.
I know that, too. But what I mean is that he drunk this stuff, and then he turned into somebody different from what he was before.
Lum, how long ago was it that you seen this picture?
Oh, I don't know. 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. About what I figure. You must have seen 2 pictures the same night, Mom. You just got them all mixed up.
No, no, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, go on. What did he do after he hid in the closet?
I never said he hid in the closet.
You said he's going to hide Summers.
No, I said he changed his name from Jekylls to Hyde.
Well, just changing his name from Jekylls ain't going to hide him much, Mom. Well, of course, it might fool some folks that never knowed him good. What'd he change his name to?
I told you, Hyde.
Huh?
Hyde.
What's the matter? Somebody coming?
Grannies,
I don't see nobody. Who'd you see coming, Mom? It ain't that Dr. Jekylls, is it?
No, no.
I don't trust that fella. That stuff he mixes up. Who was it?
It weren't nobody.
Well, what'd you tell me to hide for, then?
Abner, this Hyde is spelled H-Y-D-E, not H-I-D-E.
I know how to spell Hyde. I ain't that ignorant. But that ain't what I ask you, Lum. I ask you who it was you seen sneaking around out there.
I never seen nobody out there.
Now, Lum, you're keeping something from me. I can tell by looking in your eyes. What is it now? I don't mind telling you, Lum, I'm getting scared now. If we're in some kind of danger, I doggies, I want to know what it is.
Abner,
Lum,
calm yourself down and answer the phone there.
Well, you reckon it's safe?
Safe? Of course it is, silly. Go ahead and answer.
It might be a trap of some sort, Lum. I'm here to them booby traps.
Answer that phone, Abner.
Well, all right. I might as well. I just got 6 months to live anyway. I don't know what difference it makes. Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Picture Show. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, what is it, Cedric? Who is? Oh, my goodness, I was afraid of that. Yeah, thanks for warning us, Cedric. Come on, Lum, we got to get out of here. Come on, hurry up.
What's the trouble?
What, Cedric just called up to tip us off. He said something about that Dr. Jekyll's being all set to run for me and you.
All set to run for me and you?
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Well, here, wait a minute. He meant he's going to run the pitcher for us. Here, Abner, come back here. Abner.
Well, all I can say is there's never a dull moment down in Pine Ridge. What a shame it is that the rest of us can't say the same thing for ourselves. Why, I'll venture to say that right now, hundreds, perhaps thousands of you listeners are feeling kind of dull and uncomfortable because a busy day on the job or at home has left you feeling headachy and upset, spoiling the few hours you have for rest and relaxation. Well, if that pretty well describes you, I can't think of a better time than right now for you to get acquainted with Alka-Seltzer. It's really surprising how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel in a hurry. But then actions speak louder than words, so try it and see for yourself. You know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer in 30 and 60 cent size packages at all drugstores, and also by the glass at the soda fountain.